Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
This is Tony. I'm Ryan. We're calling Chase, who is in Utah.
Chase.
Cut to the...
Chase.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Is that Chase?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Tony and Ryan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're better now that we're talking to you, Chase. Yeah, we're chasing.
We're chasing.
Aww.
Will you approve the podcast?
Of course I will.
Yes. We were chasing that high.
Yes. Hey, it's Chase from Utah in the United States, and I approve this podcast.
All right, Tony, coming up on the show.
I want to know when you tried to buy a gag gift for someone, just like a little joke gift, and it like backfired.
Is this in the category of I was just trying to be funny?
It is actually, and that's exactly what I thought of when I was thinking about the story. I was like, you know when you just like...
I meant well.
You just like do a little joke and it kind of goes on too long and there's like no payoff.
Mm.
And you're like, fuck, it's so, like the juice is so not worth the squeeze. And I'm kind of at that point. I tried to buy my boyfriend Torbs a real cutesy gift.
Ooh.
And it's backfired. Okay. Spectacularly.
Okay. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. But now, things you can say playing tennis and also in the bedroom.
Oh, no. I didn't strap my wrist beforehand. Hope I've got insurance.
I'm not laughing at the wrist strapping joke. And I saw a lot of people tagging me in the joke in the Facebook group, and I don't appreciate it.
But I mixed it in with the insurance joke.
Yeah, I appreciate the insurance joke.
Sorry, just trying to make you happy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know how not to do that, and it's the wrist strapping thing. Things you can say like this, and also in the bedroom. Oh, here's a grunter.
Little piggy. Doesn't really work for both. But. Oh, cover me in your tennis whites.
Wow.
Yeah. Whew. You can if you want.
Ooh, ah.
Mm-hmm. Strict dress code.
Look, I didn't come here to watch you play with your own ball, so let's do a bit of back and forth.
I'll do some, you do some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I know you're not allowed to do this at Wimbledon, but I'm going to fucking smash this. You know, you're not allowed to smash your racket. Yeah. Yeah. I did a bit of research for this one. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's in, but can I get the video replay?
Sometimes you just need a little bit of reassurance.
Well, yeah. No, it is in, isn't it?
Definitely in. Fuck, I've been doing this for so long. It's giving me tennis elbow.
It's always so embarrassing. A teacher rocks up to school with like this bandage on and you go, what's wrong with the elbow? And they go, oh, tennis elbow. I go, you don't play tennis. I'm like, nah, I just got it.
Yeah, too many wristies.
Well, now I know. I was just like, that's fucking embarrassing. To have a sports injury when you don't play sport. Turns out you're just giving HJs behind the fucking...
HJs.
HJs behind HJs. Now that I've turned pro, I've got ball boys to take care of my balls for me.
You know you've made it.
Yeah.
When you've got ball boys.
Yeah. Take care of this for me. Thanks, bud.
Oh, could we have a quick drink break?
And can you get me a towel?
Sweating up a storm. Not just in my armpits.
Am I holding this right?
Everyone does it differently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got my own technique. It works for me.
Does it feel good for you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I know how to hold my own one.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful of tennis elbows.
Yeah.
So take care of it. Look, I know it's frowned upon, but I'm actually pretty into ball tampering.
It is frowned upon, but I'm open to it.
It's illegal, I think, isn't it?
Venus has unbelievable skills, but her sister's even better.
They're the goat of this.
Yep. Over decades and generations, no one has performed as well.
It's so impressive.
Yeah.
And they've both got kids as well. Work mums.
Mums I'd like to forehand with. That's what MILF stands MILF. For, isn't it?
You know how at Wimbledon they only eat like strawberries and cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got some strawberries. All I need's the cream.
You've come to the right place.
You'll be coming in the right place.
On those strawberries. Whoa. Now I know why you're ranked in the top 10.
I'm the world number 69.
Imagine if there was a world ranking of just, you know, fuck boys.
I think that's what TikTok's for.
Oh, my mistake. There is.
You know the you know the tennis player Marina Navratilova?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a virgin. Yeah, never addle over.
There's so much happening there.
I don't think you've ever laughed that hard at a joke I've told.
It's because I still don't fully get it. And I mean, the word is just so funny.
Yeah, it is. So, never addle over. Mm. Yeah, I'm a virgin. I've never had a lover. Yeah, I've never had a lover. I've never had a lover. You fucked my joke.
No, it was fantastic. Very funny. It is very funny.
I told you I did research for this. Look, mate, it doesn't fucking matter because, to be honest, I'm just here for the money.
Yeah. Now, this one.
You know whoever comes first wins, like, over $1 million? You're going to win. I'd be rich.
I'll be the richest guy on this planet. And shout out to all the girls I've ever been with on welfare.
I'll study.
Now, this is when you find out that she's got a boyfriend. And also when John McEnroe doesn't like the umpire's call.
Okay.
Oh, you can't be serious.
You should have done the accent as well.
You got me. No, I don't know his accent.
He doesn't sound like that.
I know.
You can't be serious. That actually that is pretty fucking good. Exactly good. What John McEnroe
I
sounds
thought John
like.
McEnroe was in the room.
Same.
Is he not?
Ryan John McEnroe.
Yeah. Hey, I'll call some friends. We'll do a bit of two on two.
Yeah, playing doubles can be fun, can't it?
Oh, shit.
Four times the hands. Two times the hands.
So you know how the world tour comes to Australia like in our summer?
Yeah.
The Australian Open. So.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also for like travelling fuckboys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he flies into Melbourne once a year. He hits it and he flies back.
I heard he didn't even get in this year.
He's at a qualifying event. He has to beat out another qualifier to get into the main draw.
I'd rather look at my bedside drawer, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, this one is for if you're sponsored by Nike. Oh, just do it.
Are you their new ambassador? Because
they do Tennis Australia.
Yeah, they do really inspiring videos, Nike, and they just did another one for Serena. But I think
hit me up if you're interested, Nike. I'm your gal.
What would you say to the Nike executives thinking about signing you?
I'd say, just do it.
And what would you say to me at 2 a.m. the other night?
Just do it.
All right, all the singles, put your name in the hat and we'll draw it out and see who's playing in round one.
Speed dating.
Hey, it's Chase from Utah in the United States and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon, Tony and Ryan podcast listeners. You can join up or check out our Patreon at any time. All of the links are in our show notes. And also all the info to get to our Facebook group. You can join Tony and Ryan Facebook. No, Tony and Ryan podcast on Facebook. Maybe Suburban Dad could do our champion tarper shout outs.
Now or tomorrow?
Today.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, Gemma Rose. Yeah, cheers, Dale. We were actually going to call our daughter Gemma.
Well, yeah.
Which we thought was really nice, but we ended up calling her after the Misso's bloody mum. Yeah. So fucking see you later.
Have a good day, Maureen.
Hayden van der Meulen, Clara Kasten, thank you so much, mate. Hannah Green, yeah, I'm a Green as well. Yeah. That's a good choice. Lauren McIntosh, yeah, good one. Marie Louise Rosencrantz, yeah, another Rose. They related, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Katie Burton. Ethan, no last name. Smitho, we'll call him Ethan Smitho. Jacob Wernsberger, oh, I'd love a bloody burger. Aaron Fandre, yeah, Deanne Doak and Nadine Conrad. Yeah, two first names. That's a bit interesting, isn't it? Cheers, Nadine. It takes me no time to get into character.
I've noticed.
Which is my favourite part about it.
Because you don't like foreplay, you just like straight into it.
Things you can say at the tennis and also in the bedroom.
Just hit it in already.
So I would like to talk about how I tried to buy my boyfriend a lovely cutesy gift and it backfired. Juice was not worth a squeeze. And I would like for everybody to think about a time when they just wished that they hadn't committed to a joke and then it went too far in terms, and not too far as in like offended someone, but too far as in like, just cut it off at the knees. Like, I just don't want to think about this anymore.
I put 15 hours into this for a...
Yeah, pretty much. Any keen listener would probably know that Torbs' birthday was at... So my partner, we've been together for 9 years, doing it for nine, together for eight, I think. Is that right?
Have you upgraded? You've added an extra
year. Oh, actually, literally like next week, I think,
really?
Will be an extra year. Yeah. I mean, oh my God, it's our anniversary next week. Fucking hell, I can't buy another present.
Does that mean you've been doing it for 10 together for 9?
No.
Doing it for 9 together for 8.
Must be that.
Who can keep up?
Anyway, so we've been together for a long time and his birthday was over a month ago now.
Okay.
And earlier this year, his favourite deodorant was discontinued.
Yes, I do recall.
Yeah, so I don't know why, and I don't know if it's like because of COVID, like maybe there's just no ingredients to make it or
in
something.
In Australia or just anywhere?
I couldn't find it anywhere in Australia. Like and at Coles and Woolworths and stuff, it was all still on the website but not.
Just sold out and can't
get
it. Yeah,
and so I was like trying to figure out whether they'd actually like maybe it got cancelled because it was like fucking poisonous or something.
Yeah.
But I ended up looking online and I was like, fuck, I just really want to buy him this deodorant because he used to look in the aisle every day, every time we went to Coles. Yep. I was like, we can't fucking find it.
Yep.
I found it online at this weird, like, so the shop is called like Herbs Plus or something.
Sounds like a front.
From America.
Right. Okay.
And they had this deodorant in stock. So it's Old Spice original deodorant in like the red tube with like, and the deodorant's like green.
Do they not sell that anymore?
No, you can't get it anymore.
It's a classic.
And he's been wearing that deodorant the whole time I've known him and long before.
And do you associate that smell with the love of your life?
Yes.
Do you smell that and you go, oh, it's tall.
Yeah, because it smells like cinnamon scrolls. The first time I ever met him,
yeah.
I was like, you smell like cinnamon scrolls. He's like, yeah, that's Old Spice. And I was like, bit of me. You smell like carbs. Delicious. Anyway, so I was like, oh, wouldn't it be cute if as like a little add-on to his birthday present, I ordered him some deodorant. The shipping costs were so exorbitant.
Don't talk to me about shipping costs.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah.
Too soon, mate.
I should have asked you for advice, actually. You probably could have gotten me a good deal. But so I was like, okay, to make this worth it, I'm going to buy a lot of deodorant.
Well, because the shipping... Who, like, it's probably the same to get 10 times the amount of stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If we're going to all the hassle.
Exactly. And I was like, all right. So this was, like, in June.
Fuck.
His birthday is the 3rd of August.
Yep.
And this was June. So I was like, I know I've got 2 months for this to come.
Surely that's enough.
Yeah, surely.
What month has it just started?
It's September now.
Okay.
Yep.
And how has he been enjoying the last few months of Old Spice?
So in June, I ordered 20 sticks of deodorant.
Fuck, righto. Would you call that a lifetime supply?
Well, I asked Torbs if he eventually, I was like, oh, do you reckon that's a lifetime? He's like, yeah, maybe like 3 or 4 years. I was like, are you going to die in 3 or 4 years?
Do you know what lifetime means, bro?
Yeah. What do you think that happens? Anyway, so I ordered all this deodorant. It ended up being like $70. The shipping was $100. Like it was, so by this point, I'm like, fuck, this gag gift is like getting, you know, it's getting a bit silly. Yeah, it's getting a bit silly, but that's what I like that in a joke. I like when it's so silly and so ridiculous that it's just like gone completely over the top. So anyway, I paid for expedited shipping, so it would definitely come. So that was the $100, and it was like, but you couldn't, I was like, you can't track it or anything. So I just have to like wait for it to come.
Yeah.
Torbs' birthday comes and goes, and I had to do that really embarrassing thing of going, oh, something's coming. It's in the post.
It's the worst when you have to do that.
Because I've done it when it's been a lie. Yep, I'm going to say it. I've said to someone, yo, I've got something coming, but it's in the post, but it hasn't been in the post.
You accused me of that with your Christmas present last year.
Yep.
When I said, oh, they're just getting it ready.
Yeah, and you, went, no, you actually, you haven't been there yet. But yeah, you hadn't because the expiry date on the thing was like the 1st of January.
Yeah, they've got this thing where it expires after 54 weeks.
Yeah, don't think so. Anyway, so I was so I didn't tell him about it, didn't tell him what it was. But then about a week after his birthday, I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to email these people. And I discovered in my emails that I actually had a tracking number. And the thing,
you could have been following it this whole time. If you were Torbs, you would know exactly where it was.
Exactly. What a internet shipping faux pas.
Yeah.
It had gone from Secaucus, New Jersey, to a bunch of places in Falcroft, Pennsylvania, back to Secaucus, New Jersey, and dipped in and out around a bunch of places around there. And then just after his birthday, it had finally arrived in Sydney.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Across the Pacific.
So I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be here
any day.
Once
it gets to Sydney. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Any fucking day now. Like, it'll just come on down to Melbourne and we'll be fine. Anyway, I was checking it religiously and then, like, another full week passed and it hadn't moved. And then I checked it one morning and it had gone back to New Jersey. And I was like,
the Old Spice has been to the US more than you.
But I'm like, oh, my God. Obviously, it's gone to Australian customs.
Yeah.
And they're like, who orders 20 sticks of deodorant? It's obviously full of heroin. And they've like sent it straight back.
That's the logical conclusion.
Well, that makes sense, right? I've watched a lot of border security. Like, I know what they do.
Yeah, you know what they do. And also they go, oh, this seems maybe like a commercial supply.
Am I reselling it?
What's the tax code? What's the import stuff?
Exactly.
Do you have a chief shipping officer?
Oh, I should have referred them on to you.
Mm.
Anyway, so it got sent back to New Jersey and I was like, fuck, it's just like there's no way it's going to come now. I'd emailed the people. They hadn't gotten back to me. I'm telling Torbs it's any day now. And then I'm like, fuck.
So have you said there's a present still coming or have you told him exactly what it is?
No, so I just kept telling him like, look, it's still coming. It's in Sydney. Hopefully it's coming.
What's he thinking? Excited. Yeah, like the build up.
He's like, fuck, you've ordered this thing from America.
Is it a custom designed guitar or keyboard? He's a music dude.
Yeah.
And like, she bought us a boat. Like,
and it's literally like sailing down.
You're sailing down. It's boat one of one, handcrafted.
So like 2 weeks after that, so it's about 3 weeks after his birthday, I finally caved. And I was like, mate, like, so I've ordered you this thing. It's gone back to New Jersey. I can't get in contact with the people. I'm pretty sure it's been rejected at customs. I'm really sorry. Do you want me to tell you what it is? And he was like, oh, no, like he's trying to still be excited about the surprise.
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
The way you said that was way too – how do you – like perform it as if you said it – how you said it to him.
Oh, fucking hell. Like I'm still waiting for this fucking thing to come. I don't think it's coming, dude. Like it's been fucking – 3 months almost. It's not fucking like, do you want me to just fucking tell you what it is?
That sounds more like the Tony Lodge I know.
That's what happened.
Okay.
And he goes, no. So he's trying to be upbeat to try and like make me feel pumped
better
about the gift. And he's like, no, don't tell you. And I was like, I ordered you 20 sticks of the deodorant that's been discontinued. And he started to smirk and he was like, that's hilarious. And
thank
I was
you.
Like, thank you. Finally, the payoff for this punchline I ordered 3 months ago is finally come.
So hang on, did he laugh or did he just say, that's hilarious?
So he went, that's hilarious. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm really like wanted to surprise you. I thought it'd just be so funny. and now it's not coming. And he was like, no, that is very funny. And he laughed. And he was like, and that's very, very sweet. Like, you've obviously gone to all this effort to buy this, like, stupid little thing that I wanted.
If it had have arrived the next day and was easy to get, would it be less of a gift? You know what I mean?
Well, then there's a buzz at the door the next day.
No.
And this crumpled up, fucked box that's been opened and retaped about 75 times.
It's got a million Qantas frequent flyer points.
Yeah, and it's fucking been stamped all over the world. It's been to fucking Antarctica, been all over the place. And Torbs brings it upstairs and he's like, is this it? And I was like, it better fucking not be. I'm looking at the tracking. It still says it's in New Jersey.
Right.
Like, so there's no way that that's what it is. And it was.
Why are you fucked off about this?
Because I fucked my own punchline.
Oh,
so,
right.
So because in the end.
You've ruined it.
I was like, there's no fucking way it's coming. Oh, no. And then it ends up coming. And like, he's really happy about it. And it's like so funny. And I was like, the joke has like fully backfired. It was supposed to be like so sweet and innocent and just like cutesy and just like part of his birthday.
So after a 3-month build up, after all the anxiety and the stress, and then you telling him, was this like what happens? He gets it and goes, oh yeah, it's the Old Spice.
Yeah, it's that deodorant you ordered.
You're right though. That is quite funny. Thanks.
Yeah, I've got to jump on a call for work. Like, you know, he's like so disinterested in the thing because it's like being this whole me being like, oh something's coming. Like, I promise something's coming. So I fucked the surprise about where we were going out for dinner.
You did fuck that up.
And then I fucked this up because I was like, well, there's just no way it's coming. It's gone back to America.
Yeah. So is there, besides Torb's getting the great gift and the great surprise and the hilarity, is it now a gift for you because you've got that sweet cinnamon-smelling man back in your house?
So it was a bit selfish, wasn't it? It was self-serving.
Not selfish, but just like.
Because I was like, I get something out of this as well.
And how to, I mean, sure, it didn't go as hilarious as, but what's it been like?
It is nice having my carby boyfriend back in the house, yeah. It was worth the ordeal, the three-month ordeal. I just could not believe.
That's so fucked. That's so annoying.
And then after I fucked it, then I'm like, didn't have to do that to myself. Yeah.
And if there's one thing I do know after hearing this story, that if between the two of us, someone's had a rough time dealing with shipping, it's Tony Lodge. And I feel so sorry for you that you've spent so many seconds and minutes on shipping. I could only imagine.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
That I also have a struggle alongside yours.
Yeah, we can have multiple.
We're all facing silent battles, mate.
Yeah. Okay? It's not exclusive.
No.
Shipping struggle is not exclusive to me.
Thank you.
And I will not gatekeep.
But, mate, if you want all of that, next time I order something online, I'll just send you the website and you can deal with it for me. How's that?
Nah, in recollection, I feel for you, bro.
Yeah,
but
thank
you. Stick at it.
Yeah. And then also now there is the obvious struggle of like having to store 20 huge sticks of deodorant.
Where are you going
to
put those?
I don't know. We've got no storage in our house.
Yeah, because the laundry is sort of like a Euro laundry.
Yeah, it's like part of the bathroom.
Do you have like a linen cupboard?
We do, but I'm worried that everything's going to smell like
cinnamony,
Old Spice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I can really take over a household.
Yeah.
Especially an apartment like your one. You'll have to get a little a table and put it out in the courtyard.
Oh, and pop it outside.
Side, yeah,
yeah, because it's the only room that we've got in the house. Yeah. So there's no storage out there.
And then when John the Cat comes over, he'll go back smelling $1 million when he goes back to his house. I've got you love to see it.
Great.
This is from Kerry.
Kerry.
Tweeted, I think she's got like a 3 or 4-year-old or something.
Uh-huh.
And you know how kids love police officers and firemen and stuff?
Yes, yeah.
My kid is pretending to be a police officer.
Oh. Oh, that's
but
quite cute.
She literally thinks being under arrest means like you need a rest, as in like you need a nap. Like, oh, she's a bit tired, better put her under arrest so she can like have a nap. Is that adorable?
That is so sweet.
She thinks people go to prison for a nap. Oh, like they've had a rough trot, they're a bit tired, let's put them in this prison. And she thinks it's like a hotel. You know, oh, let's pop him up in there for 3 months just so he can rest up so he can come back feeling better. She said, as the fugitive in this scenario, and as obviously the mother of a young child, I'm quite happily being arrested daily.
Imagine that, mummy, you're under arrest. And she goes, all right, sweetheart.
Okay, don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, organise your own dinner. I'll be in there under arrest.
Oh, that was so sweet. I love to see that.
Oh, that is so fucking lovely. I wish that Maya Love to See It was better.
What is it?
Maya Love to See It.
Is it Old Spice?
No. Well, I actually wanted to say You Love to See It about every single person who has tagged us and sent us a photo of them with their water bottle.
Thank you.
I actually cannot keep up. There are thousands of DMs rolling in and posts in our Facebook group of people with their water bottles.
Loving it.
It is so fucking cool. Honestly, I'm lost for words. And it just brings me back every time to thinking this one day we said, should we start a podcast? We went, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, that was a direct quote from Tony, by the way.
And
fuck
we fucking did it. And now all these people all around the world are loving these drink bottles, and you made it happen, mate, because you've been the chief shipping officer. And after my perils with shipping of late, I'd just like to say a huge thank you because you made this you did everything.
Are you taking the piss?
No, I'm actually not.
Because
I wanted to say
my
something really nice.
Shitty behavior a few minutes ago, I feel like this is a piss take.
No, it's not. It's what I wrote down.
Well, now I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
For mocking your Old Spice shipping woes.
No, that's okay. But I just wanted to say you love to see it because I know that you love this pod.
Yep.
And you love the Tarpers more than anything, except for BJ. And it makes me feel really, really happy that I'm doing this with you, but also that people are loving their water bottles and asking for more merch.
Yeah.
I have to get our skates on.
Speaking of You Love to See It, I love that no one told you or your finance team that I refunded all the import taxes out of your account. So, I mean, I'm glad that you're cool with that and I'm glad we're all happy. So,
you know what? I love to see me playing my part.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, great.
I can do anything if it's just paying for something.
Yeah. that's what we've learned. Tony, you can deal with this or we can just pay it back. Fucking give him the cash.
Just give him the money.
All right, thanks so much for listening. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.